Hi, my name is Ridwan Besedin, and I'm here speaking with Yannis Gunnis from Services, and we're talking about system center, infrastructure optimization, and dynamic IT. Now, Yannis, a lot of customers out there are aware of infrastructure optimization. They've done perhaps an assessment, and some customers running system center very interested and really wanting to tie all of that together. Can you tell us more about what Services is doing in that space to make it easier for customers, partners, and Microsoft?
Sure. Hi, Ridwan. So it's a very exciting time in the customer space from a services point of view right now. What we're doing is we're engaging with customers on a whole new level in terms of talking about how they can mature their platform, their underlying platform, from a core infrastructure point of view, from a business productivity point of view, as well as on the application platform. And the way we're assisting customers in this is we're actually engaging with them and helping them do an assessment of the environment. So a lot of customers today are spending money on software and licensing, but they're not really sure, you know, where the pain points are, or where the opportunities for maturity in the environment is. So as architects and consultants, we go in and we help customers get some direction. And the way we do this is we engage in a deep IO assessment. And we basically help a customer rate their environment, determining whether things like desktop are in a state of basic or if they're standardized. And we typically start with the core infrastructure. So we look at the core, which is the underlying plumbing of IT, and then we move up the stack in terms of business productivity and application platform. Now, what changes that from a traditional point of view is that we are now actually engaging with the customer, helping them define a strategic roadmap for driving maturity. So that they can really get to that state of dynamic IT. You know, it's kind of an elusive thing out there that customers are striving for.
That's really great. I mean, what kind of successes have you guys had? Or if you have any cases where this new approach has really helped?
Oh yes, there's been lots of success stories. So several customers have actually completely changed the way they go about their IT. Because IT is now becoming an enabler for the business. What we've been able to do is, in many cases, save them money by identifying the right areas for investment and also preventing failed projects. For example, if a customer is going to build a SharePoint solution, but its underlying Active Directory infrastructure or desktop infrastructure was not mature enough, typically that project would fail. With an assessment like this and a strategic roadmap, what we do is we help them prioritize to focus on the areas that they need to improve on in order to make sure that that project will be successful. We've got some great case studies with customers all around South Africa and even in Europe and the US. And globally, we've assessed over 15,000 customers worldwide and really helped them focus on the right areas.
Okay, so a really, really more in-depth approach and helping customers sequence technology and so on, and getting that core plumbing right.
Yes, and what often it's kind of interesting to see customers' reaction to this, because when we do the assessment, often they don't realize that they've got, for example, multiple infrastructures doing things like configuration management or operations management, and they might have tools in different divisions doing the exact same thing. So it's double the cost, double the administration, etc. And by an assessment like this, we can point that out to them, and they can rationalize the infrastructure, select one product or one technology, and really start building solutions around it.
So a lot of customers don't know that they're running multiple products.
Yes, you'll be surprised. You know, it's funny to see the reaction sometimes. Customers, it's first kind of like bewilderment, and then they start investigating, and you know, when they finally see what's going on, often the CIO is very frustrated because people in the organizations make decisions without them really knowing what's going on. So from a system center point of view, what we then do is we start focusing on the integration and really start building the end-to-end solutions for customers so that they can, instead of doing things manually, you know, like deploying desktops, for example, start leveraging our tools like System Center Configuration Manager to do automated builds. And instead of focusing a lot of labor on that, then, you know, alleviate the skills to go do other things that provide benefit to the organization.
Okay, very great. How does this work, you know, in terms of if I'm a customer and let's say I've done an assessment, right? And that's great, and I've got maybe a partner in Microsoft that's done it. What tips do you have for me to really make that a success? How should I engage with Services? How should I engage with my partner, my Microsoft account team, etc.?
So the great thing about using I/O is that it really brings all the parties around the table. So now we have the customer, we have Microsoft, and when I mentioned Microsoft, both EPG and services, as well as the partners all talking the same language. So it creates a focus area. And what's great about this is we often sit down with all three parties once we've done the assessment and then start, you know, deciding who's going to do what infrastructure improvements. And it creates a lot of opportunities for the partners to work with us as well. So the partners really enjoy it because it creates momentum for them in the customer space. And by driving the maturity, it also shows value of what consulting services are offering to the customers.
Very great. Okay. Any other tips for the guys out there?
Well, I think the first thing is to get assessed, to understand where you are, and then based upon that, to work with your account team and your partners to put together a roadmap. And often what we do is we get involved at a trusted advisor level at very senior management to start talking about how their IT strategy can evolve around driving the maturity. So we can take technology areas or areas where they're lacking and help them put a strategic plan together for like a 2-3 year roadmap so that they can spend their money in the right areas and make sure that they ultimately add value to the business in a proactive manner.
Right. Great. Well, Johannes, thanks for your insight into this service offering, and look forward to you guys using it.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Thank you.